Tonight on Ice Road Truckers.
The feud is on, man. I'm going to have to put my Hatfield McCoy hat on here shortly.
The war between Polar Industries and DP Express gets messy.
The way it's working for me right now, not getting my back calls, doesn't pay me a dime. I need to get straightened out with Mark here.
And drivers have had enough.
Burning this right to the mail.
This is just a situation. I'm fed up with it.
While up north, the king of obsolete.
It doesn't look good.
Breaks through.
You know, we are number one, and we'll stay number one.
For weeks, Polar Industries has been running strong.
Got our loads delivered for Team Cola.
But DP Express mounted an offensive by landing new contracts.
Now you've picked up 25 more loads, you said?
And bringing on defecting drivers.
I'm glad Yuri's coming over here. I like him.
And now, you and Vlad have gotten Mark's attention.
Is he just going to stop there?
I have a disgruntled employee who's a security threat here at my building.
In the far reaches of northern Manitoba,
well, I'm going to jump out there, freeze my rear end, take a quick look underneath, see if we got any oil leaks, look at the load.
Alex Dabogorski shut down on the side of the road.
Looks nice and dry under there. I absolutely can't see nothing. You smell that?
What the hell?
Yeah, I smell it.
Smell electrical smell again. It's getting awful strong in here. Mackerel, get out of the truck. Oh. That's going to be the end of that truck. Can't see no flames. Well, something caught fire underneath the dash. But it seems to have gone out. I've never seen smoke come out like that without a truck burning down.
There's no sign of flame, but air's leaking behind the dash.
There's some wires burnt underneath the dash. When the wires started burning, they melted a hole in the airline. So the airline started blowing on the fire, and it seemed to blow the fire out. Go figure. I don't know.
The air leak's fixed with a hose clamp, but the source of the fire is still a mystery.
I thought the truck was burnt. Any fire I seen to start like that, but it would burn the whole truck. We're still appealing to the good Lord's sense of humor, so that's good.
So the question is whether I should sleep in here or not.
Hundreds of miles from help, his truck is the only shelter for the night.
The worst case scenario, the truck burns in the middle of the night and I'm sleeping here. I just keep right on sleeping.
...330 miles south.
bobtailing down the winter road.
Polar teammate Lisa Kelly's taking on one of the toughest assignments in Manitoba.
What a big ask. Pick up a trailer and haul it back to Winnipeg.
When the winter roads melt away, any equipment that doesn't make it out is stranded, sinking into the soft ground and freezing in ice. Drivers can only attempt to dig it out once the roads reopen a year later.
This trailer that's in Wisconsin has been sitting there for a year or so. So I don't know what kind of challenges I'm going to encounter when I get there. But I brought shovel and tools and all kinds of stuff. I think we're coming up to Fishing Lake. It's a really big lake, which is my first ever lake crossing. I've been on tundra, I've been on river, I've been on ocean, but I've never been on lake. So I'm not sure what to expect.
Fishing Lake has over 100 miles of shoreline and multiple ice roads rated for different weights.
I can't see the other side. I see there's like land all over here and land over here. I lost the road. Were we supposed to turn on the ice?
If she drives onto thin ice, her rig could break through. But stopping the 12-ton truck on a frozen lake could also put too much stress on the ice.
I don't know if I'm going the right way or not. But that way that the road goes, I don't see land.
Out of options, Lisa makes the call to stop.
How do you get lost on a lake? I don't know, but I just did it.
It'll help her get her bearings. But the dead weight of the truck is pressuring the ice below.
There's a lot of trees and openness. I know, I wish I could see something.
As Lisa tries to find her way, BP Express boss Hugh Rowland's finding his groove.
It's a money day.
We've been pretty good business partners with the First Nations of Wasagamac. Now that's the coolest thing, is nobody has ever had Wasagamac covered. We got to jump.
He's keeping up with demand on a season-long half-million-dollar contract, while his new drivers take on even more new jobs.
He sent Todd and Derek and Art to Newley Lake. They'll be on their way back today. If everything works out good the way we want it to, it's a hell of a payday.
But 280 miles north in Lynn Lake, things aren't going as planned for the other drivers at BP Express.
We're getting ready to haul out of Lynn Lake. This is my big moment, eh? This here is.
Positive, positive.
Not good.
This haul was supposed to be a redemption run for Art Burke.
Last chance.
after the bosses gave him a last chance ultimatum. But an exploding battery shut down a truck.
We're rinsing off.
And showered convoy partners Todd Dewey and Derek Vivier in corrosive acid.
Volts. Looks like we're going to be rolling.
Today, the convoy's ready to get back on the road. But they're over a day behind on the mission to recover equipment from Tadoule Lake.
Bring it on, Art.
All set.
Officially on the ice road. Here we go. What's all the situation that happened with my truck, losing an alternator, blowing a battery, that's just a part about being up here and trucking the ice road. You don't know what's going to happen.
My face was a burning. Felt like a total chemical burn on the whole top left side of my head. And that was pretty much what happens if you get battery acid on you. You know, I'm glad I made it to where I did.
That's a brutal bump.
Gets pretty brutal right there, Art. You might want to slow down a bit.
Even better one here, buddy. This is pretty snarly road, eh? Oh! We left him in there, but the wheels had to be off the ground there somewhere, buddy. Holy. This is insane, man. Oh, you liquor.
Holy smokes. You got some steep hills coming up here, so you're just going to have to kind of beat yourself up, get your speed up, and make it. That's just kind of the way it is. So hang on, buddy.
Still 300 miles from their low. There's no end in sight for the battered convoy.
That was the roughest spot in the whole road.
I know that everybody's tired and worn out, but we just got to push through and deal with the roads and take it as it is.
Coming up. The winter road beats drivers into submission.
My blood is absolutely boiling. This is bull.
Burn this right to the ground. I don't give up.
And the king of obsolete cracks up. In the Canadian backcountry.
We are on the road again.
Polar driver Daryl Ward's ready to turn and burn.
Well, I'm on the Oxford House Ice Road. Never been on this road before, so I don't know what to expect.
He's racing to get a load of cement bags to the town of Oxford House and then pick up a backhaul bound for Winnipeg.
Warning, winter survival equipment is recommended. Winter survival equipment, 5 gallons of gas and a match. I'm ready. Oh, that's a pretty good hill. Well, we're starting to get into the rough of it now. Whoa! 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 Look at that, right into it. And I wasn't counting on this road being this slick. I didn't realize. Trailer sliding back and forth, giving it the old crack the whip action.
Fighting for traction, Daryl plows ahead to claim the backhaul waiting at the other end of the road.
And this road is slick. I can't hardly keep that trailer behind me. Easy. Watch it. Come on. deadly job. Deadly job. But I need as many loads as I can get.
...300 miles north.
That smoke didn't do my chest any good.
Alex Debogorski is glad to be awake after his truck caught fire last night.
See, this is a little thing that burnt right there. Didn't do any further burning last night. It isn't burning this morning, so yeah, I survived the night.
He's still got to make the last delivery of Poehler's $100,000 contract with the town of Shemattawa.
Okay. Oy. Smell smoke in that.
The nearest mechanic is hundreds of miles away, so Alex has no choice but to keep going.
I'm ready for another adventure someday with a half-burnt truck.
While the battle between Poehler and BP Express rages on, 350 miles northwest, at the end of the road.
Yeah, we're loading up this building material. They're going to build three houses in Lac Rocher.
The self-proclaimed king of obsolete, Joey Barnes, is gearing up for another mission.
This is raw material going up that's going to support the community. It's going to create jobs for these people in the summer to build homes. So we haul in this building supply. We'll go back next year, and there's those houses where we dropped it off. So that's amazing when you see that. I don't like to get mushy, but, you know, it feels good.
He's hauling lumber to the remote town of Lac Rocher. And to get the job done, he's pulling out a resurrected big rig he calls the Screaming Ford.
When you drive the Screaming Ford, you got to make it scream for mercy. Back in the 70s when these trucks were brand new, you were told, get in the truck, slam your fingers in the door, and drive it mad. That's your Screaming 318 Detroit engine. Nothing fancy, so it makes me money.
Without modern electronics, the king can service the truck where there are no mechanics.
I've had the truck for 20-some years, and I love it. Now we got this CV radio thing here. We mounted it there, and we got these little sticky things. That's hours of excitement.
Joining the king is rookie partner Jonathan Wiebe. He'll help the king move more supplies, but could be a liability on the road.
Every now and then I get this wanderlust. I gotta move, I gotta do things, so I like doing things out of the ordinary.
We're packed and ready to go. We're gonna head to Lac Rocher.
The trip to Lac Rocher will take the king along a winding 200-mile trail over a minefield of thin ice where pools of flowing water threaten to swallow any truck that tries to cross.
Okay, they're coming up to the start of the winter road. This road is actually a cat train trail. So they took the road from a cat train trail and built it a road. I have respect for this road because I've had a few incidents on this road. I've pooped my pants on these roads. You come over the hill on the Esker and you're meeting another vehicle, and you'll never forget the expression on those people's face as you go by and your mirrors are ripped off. Hey, Jonathan.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're at the start of the Esker.
Okay.
So you have to drive the road and respect the road. And of course, you saw your undies. That's a fact of life.
While the king heads north, 200 miles away.
We're just rolling into Tadoule Lake. We made it. We're here. The truck's been real good.
things are finally looking up for VP Express drivers Todd Dewey, Art Berg, and Derek Vivier.
Rolling in town there, boy. Between the three of us, we're picking up an empty trailer, a trailer full of pallets, and a cement truck.
After days of setbacks, Art's last chance run is back on track as the convoy closes in on the equipment they've been sent to recover.
The best case scenario is that the loads are ready to go and we don't have a long time wait or this big holdup wait going on.
Todd breaks from the convoy to pick up his cement truck on the other side of town, while Art and Derek go after the trailers.
Here's our trailer right here.
Hope that's not in the snow there beside the building, is it?
Yep.
What a mess back here.
We got a bunch of snow here we got to get rid of because there's no way we're going to get these trailers out of here. That's going to be an adventurous day, that's for sure.
Just one up after another up, and I know well when I get that the wheels are not going to turn on this. Thing is all covered in snow, his is facing up the other way. They knew we were coming. They should have just acted together, boy. Another up.
Across town, Todd's 21-ton cement truck isn't looking any better.
It hasn't been touched, it hasn't been started, it doesn't have any batteries in it. There is no way in hell that we have any means whatsoever to even begin to get this thing on the freaking load bed. You know, I don't get paid to come up here and be a mechanic and turn wrenches and try to get it fired up for days on end. This is just a situation, and I'm livid about it. Head, my blood is absolutely boiling. This is bull.
Coming up.
It doesn't look good.
The king goes down. In Manitoba, Canada.
Well, he's on the cross. If it breaks, I'm swimming.
Polar driver Lisa Kelly's lost on a giant lake and in danger of driving onto thin ice.
So crazy. I guess we'll find out when we do or don't make it. See houses. We're getting near the shore. Better not start cracking. The edges is where it's supposed to be scary anyway. Okay, we're on the other side. Get out of here. Put some distance between me and Allie.
She's on a mission to recover equipment that's been stuck on the winter road since last season.
So it looks like we're getting to the town of Fingosti, which is where my stuck trailer is, which is the part that I'm nervous about. We're slightly pressed for time, but I'm really hoping to get this trailer out of here before it gets dark. And once it gets dark, it's going to make my job twice as hard. Okay, red building. We'll follow the dog. The dog knows the way. We're gonna find my trailer.
The trailers are frozen in place.
Let's see here.
And if she can't move them, the job's over.
Oy, oy, oy. Oh, that line of gear looks so frozen. I'm going to have to get out the shovel. And I got a dig out track so I can get underneath of it. Oh, my. It's going to be a while.
While Lisa tries to dig up another load for Polar. On the winter road to Lac Rocher.
Take one step at a time on this road. The road can be good, but I can make the mistake.
The King of Obsolete is tackling rugged bush country in his screaming Ford.
Hey, Carson, we'll be going down a hill.
While rookie partner Jonathan Wiebe follows behind.
So we're just coming up to kilometer 77 water hole. We'll check it out. See what's offering.
In the summer, Manitoba is covered in lakes, ponds, and open water. But in winter, these unmarked pools turn the trail into a minefield of thin ice.
You have water flowing underneath the ice there. It looks smooth, but the water erodes the ice from underneath. You actually can break through. Last year, I had a fully loaded trailer, and the trailer broke through and did some damage. 2 kilometers to go, and then we get wet. We're now at the water hole, and it doesn't look good. When we try and run this, it's going to be very interesting.
Doesn't look all that friendly.
Now that it's so cold this morning, the ice, the water's flowing up and layering and layering.
I'll go first. If I get stuck, you pull me out. If you get stuck, I'll pull you out.
And I'll only charge you a beer. Across the other side, not wait for you.
The king takes the lead across the fragile ice. Now it's Jonathan's turn. In the Canadian wilderness, the King of Obsolete's convoy is on thin ice.
And all of a sudden, the truck just kind of slid to an angle. Well, I think he broke some of the ice going through, and then I just kind of solved the rest of the problem there.
So we came across this water hole. We're all wet. Now we'll try this hill. Hopefully I won't screw up my shifting.
While a king presses on.
But these are the two trailers that we're hooking onto. That's going to be a mission in itself.
The VP Express convoy is stuck in place.
because I'm covered in snow here. They got to dig snow out so I can get underneath that sucker and take it the out of here.
Art Brooks' last chance mission has been a challenge at every turn.
I'm going to give her a little tug, see what happens.
And he's fighting to keep his job.
So go one tire length over. Yep. Now straight back. Yep.
Oh, oh. Like a walrus?
Yeah, you went right over it.
Art missed the pin that'll hook up the trailer, and he can't get an angle to lock it in.
We gotta crank it up. It went right over.
That's pretty close right there.
Yeah. Pull forward. Okay, but I will try it again. Come on! Go, 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 go! Got her. Gotta get the wheels turned and get the out of here, buddy. Yeah, once you start, don't stop! Yeah!
Well, that's one down. Now let's go deal with the other one.
The first trailer is free, and with extra space to maneuver, Derek makes quick work of the second trailer.
That's what I'm talking about.
We are on the move.
And across town...
Here comes the cat, right now.
Todd Dewey sourced a tractor to get his truck loaded.
Succeeded in what we came here to do. It is what it is.
After 3 days and nearly 1,000 miles, the convoys got their loads.
We got it loaded up. You know, it was a little bit of a fight, but here we go.
But now they got to get back. 500 miles south. Polar driver Lisa Kelly's load is still buried.
This is right about extra clothes because my socks are soaked.
She's trying to recover the trailer with nothing but a shovel.
Great, and I got an audience, too. I'm wore out.
After hours of digging, there's nothing left for Lisa to do but go for it.
I'm gonna try to move this trailer. Come on, baby. It's rolling. I'm just going to try to get it on the road, which means going through a damn snowbank. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. No, 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 no. Woohoo! That was a tough one. You know, it's so easy to talk tough when you're not doing it. Headed back to Winnipeg. We do this all over again tomorrow.
While Lisa races back to Winnipeg, 300 miles north.
I'm dying of old age already. I really don't want to waste any more time.
Teammate Alex Debogorski's driving a truck that should be in the shop to bring in the last load of Kohler's contract with the town of Shamattawa.
Okay, let's see if I can remember where I'm going here. A rolling disaster.
All season, Polar drivers have faced the brutal road to the remote village.
Great balls of fire. We're here.
And now, thanks to Alex, Polar's making good on their $100,000 contract.
Truck caught fire in the middle of the night.
What happened?
I don't know what the heck. Some module under the dash. Smoke started smoking. It was pouring out of there. I thought we were done.
You got your 8-track fixed?
While Alex scores a major victory for Polar Industries,
well, I just pulled in, and I'm going to sit right here and figure out where I'm going and unload this.
Teammate Darrell Ward's also chalking up another load for the company.
I'm going to start pulling my straps off. Get my job done. Hopefully I got a backhaul going out of here.
And he's looking to pick up some extra cash with a backhaul for the return trip to Winnipeg.
How we doing, guys?
Fire's so good. You?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I was kind of hoping
for... nothing for you to take out.
Don't have a backhaul for me.
Who told you had a backhaul?
Polar. Well, no backhaul. I guess I'm on my way out of here. Oh!
Darrell's out to maximize his load count, and this isn't the first time a promised backhaul hasn't come through.
Mark tells me I got a backhaul and I don't. I asked him about my backhaul. He didn't know anything about it. Looked at me like I didn't know what the hell I was talking about, and I hate it when people put me in a spot like that. Pisses me off. Don't tell me I got a backhaul when I don't. You know, I don't get paid a dime when I'm not hauling a load.
Now, Darrell will face the 630-mile trip home empty-handed.
You don't give a about my loads, evidently. Next time I go out, you tell me I have a backhaul, I want paperwork so I can hand it to the mother. I don't look like a dumbass. Time to change rules to this game.
Coming up.
I'm going to take this little bit left of the tank and burn this thing.
The breaking point.
I'm not very happy with Polar right now. I need to get straightened out with Mark.
In northern Manitoba.
Bounce along.
The King of Obsolete and rookie partner Jonathan Wiebe are hauling lumber for the remote community of Lac Rochet.
Staying over to this side where the snow is. The snow on the edge of the road gives you traction. The center is polished clear, so it's slippery.
To keep his screaming Ford barreling forward, the King's got his own way of driving.
I may look like I'm drunk driving because I'm all over the road, but I'm driving the road according to the conditions. Uh-oh, here's the hill. Kilometer 666. Number of the beach. Screaming Ford's pulling pretty good. Off we go, and I'm going to ricochet off the snowbank.
At kilometer 66.6, Ricochet Hill requires a tricky maneuver.
There's the snow. Snow equals caution. I'm sliding towards the snowbank, knowing that as soon as the steering turn hits the snow, it'll start to steer.
The only way to find traction on the slick hill is to drive into the snowbank, then quickly ricochet out to avoid going into the ditch.
So I can't back off on the gas. I can't let fear and common sense hold me back. I just got to hold it in, back off, ricochet off the snowbank. Three correct, out the other snowman. It's a fact of life, we do it all the time. Here comes Jonathan. Doing all right.
that little hill, we did that little bounce off the snowbank, ricochet. We probably arrived at Lac Crochet.
The King and Jonathan reach the offload site and drop off the lumber that'll be used to build houses in the summer.
How to put the fur on, get the dinner jacket, and we're ready to go.
We're in the beautiful town of Lac Brochet, and we're about to get the trucks unloaded here. Just gonna get these straps off, then we'll be on our way.
We got the job done. That's why the customer calls us, because we handle it. It's a fact of life.
Miles south, the VP Express convoy is heading back to Winnipeg.
Now we're just starting out our trail here, right back to Winnipeg. We're all pretty exhausted from this trip to Dooley Lake.
Yeah, I'll be very happy when it's over. Supposed to be running a f-ing company.
The missions worn them all down.
You know, I don't get paid to come up here and be a mechanic. It's just a situation.
Thing is all covered in snow. His is facing up the other way. Another up.
And the grueling days on the road have taken their toll.
You know, when I got dispatched to come and get this oversized load, I was told 100% it was ready to go, that it was started, running, ready to load, and it wasn't. But, you know, it is what it is now. It's water under the bridge. Hopefully we don't run into many more obstacles along the way here.
But for Art,
I don't give up about any of this.
The brutal trip is the final straw.
I mean, I'm not making all doing this. This is trip three. I mean, I come down here to make some money. I'd like to make enough to at least play my plane ticket home.
And the ice road trucker from Yellowknife has finally had enough of VP Express.
I'm going to take what's a little bit left of the tank and burn this thing. Burn this right to the ground. Go right in the office and not say a single word. Just every bit of strength I get in me right in the teeth. I can't see me ever working for these again, man.
100 miles ahead on the road back to Winnipeg.
I need to get straightened out with Mark here.
Rival Daryl Ward's also fuming over a promised backhaul that didn't come through.
I'm not very happy with Polar right now. The way it's working for me right now, not getting my backhauls in the bull, you know, doesn't pay me a dime. I'm here for myself, my family, and my future. If it's not working for me, I'm not staying. There's your truck. Have at it.
Next time on Ice Road Truckers.
Fix the mother. That's your job.
Get the out of my job.
Two drivers on the verge of calling it quits.
The cameraman. I want out of here. I want off the property.
Will change the war in Manitoba.
Sinking right in there. Get that thing out.
And force everyone to up their game.
I don't know what my game plan is. Don't die.